Good evening, friends and family. Welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Monday Night Live Call. We're so happy that you are on the line, excited that we are here together, ready to fellowship, talking about no time for games. That's right, no time for games. There's so much that we need to focus on, so much that we're responsible for, and have an responsibility to fulfill on. No time for games. Leave those stuff alone. Send those things to the side and focus on all it is that we are to do to operate in our faith so that we can obtain that goal of salvation. So once again, friends and family, we're talking about no time for games. So let's move this forward with our leader, Mr. Tullius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
Yeah, so I really want to welcome everybody as we get on this call tonight. As we're talking about, we're going live in a few. We're talking about this amazing topic of no time for games. It's an amazing topic because as we mature into adulthood and put away those things that are unbecoming, those childish things, okay, you start to not be playing around so much. We start to buckle down and bear down and get serious about life, about whatever it is that we're focused on trying to accomplish. And it's important and imperative that we understand this topic and the significance behind it. Because if not, we'll find ourselves being older in age, but still, you know, you ever seen an adult, you know, older people trapped in with a child's mindset? It's like a child trapped in an adult's body. And that's what we do. People say, you know, with age comes wisdom. That's not necessarily true. Because if it was wisdom, shouldn't it be maturation, not just a number that increases? So keep that in mind. Ms. Tiana, we want to go ahead and pray, and then we're going to get started on the call, please.
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for bringing us together tonight. Thank you so much for giving us this platform, dear Lord, so that we can share with one another, share with the world, and just being able to fellowship. You tell us when two or more are in agreement. Man, oh man, what things can shift in our lives. So Heavenly Father, I pray that we connect in you. I pray that throughout this time that we are here together tonight, Heavenly Father, we set all things aside so we can focus on you. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Man, so with that being said, I want to go ahead and invite Mr. DJ on, and we need to get a little liveliness here. This is not a ceremony where we're burying somebody, so I don't know what's going on, but we got to spunk it. Mr. DJ, you there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm wonderful.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. So give me what you got, man, for this week. We've been talking about no time for games. What you got?
Well, to sum it all up, from my perspective, we need to decide whose team that you on? What side of the field are you on? Are you on righteousness or unrighteousness? You can't keep playing games, saying one thing and doing another, or trying to play both sides. You have to choose a side.
Sorry.
And you need to stick to it. And what's worse is when you don't choose a side and you decide to just sit back. Because when you do that, you technically have already chosen a side. Again, it's like either you choosing righteousness or you're not. You either in or you're out. There is no riding the fence.
You there, Mr. DJ?
At trying to be hypocritical.
Ms. Tiana, what we got going on?
Well, with this topic, this topic is amazing. So one of the biggest things for me is that we've just got to make these choices. In this life, there's so many things that we
can.
Pardon me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Was Mr. DJ breaking up or was it just me?
It was just you. I heard him clearly, sir.
Okay, because I can barely hear you guys. Okay, go ahead. How you doing, Ms. Rochelle? Okay. Now, I'm on live now so y'all can get on, so I see you. How you doing, Ms. Sandra, Ms. Angela, Ms. Rochelle? How are you all doing? All right, what we got, Ms. Tiana?
I was just saying that in this life, we have choices to make, whether or not we want to participate in what God has for us, or whether we want to make our own choices and follow the things of the world. So to be in no time for games, we've got to leave those things aside so we can focus on our purpose.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, let me try this. I'm going to have to do it from, y'all bear with me for a second because for some reason it's breaking up real bad.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, Mr. Carr is getting that sketch changed, Mr. DJ. No time for games. This week we were talking about Christian warriors versus wicked destroyers.
Right.
That's a game I want to see.
No, you see
right.
It. We live it every day.
We sure do. We sure do. To live that out would be, we do live it out. Yes, sir. Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys now. All right.
Great.
So, y'all, let's get started. We're about to get started. We're talking about no time for games. Okay? This is a serious topic, one that we have to tackle, and the one that we're going to walk away with, you know, with some information. Okay? But we're going to dive right on into it. How you doing, Ms. LaTanya, Ms. Brenda, Ms. Kiana is there. Okay? Y'all share this and make sure y'all get some people on because we want them to hear this message. This is going to be very powerful. So, Mr. DJ, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to start with some questions first, y'all, and then I want to do a little segment where I'm going to just talk about and get some information, all right? So here's the first
right.
email question that I have for you, Mr. DJ. The question says, so many people are always so serious about things in life, and I often tell them to loosen up a bit. Just because I'm not as serious as they are, they label me as being immature, saying that I play too much. What are your thoughts?
Humor is okay, but when it comes to the Word of God, that's not
mm-hmm.
to be played with. There's a time
right.
and place for everything, and when you're dealing with the Word of God, that's not a time for playing games.
That's correct. Hey, Ms. Katina, how are you? Haven't seen you in a while. All right, y'all, the question was, since we're talking about no time for games, the question says, so many people are always so serious about things in life, and I often tell them to loosen up a bit. Just because I'm not as serious as they are, they label me as being immature, saying that I play too much. What are your thoughts? As Mr. DJ just said to his point, you know, there's a time to play, there's a time to be serious. Okay? I often find out that a lot of times, when you take life serious, you got to be careful. How you doing, Mr. Tamika? You got to be very careful because a lot of times Satan will actually attempt to. He'll say, hey, you serious. You're too serious. Loosen up a little bit. In other words, you know how you're rolling with something and you're getting closer to your goal? You ever seen somebody say, hey, why don't you take a break? Chill off for a while. It's not time to
right.
chill off. It's not time to take a break. I'm on a mission. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to catch up. So you got to be careful who's saying what. What's the source? Where does it come from? You follow me? So there's a time to be very serious, and sometimes there's time to lay back a little bit, but not when you're on the battlefield. There's no time for playing when you are in the multitude. I'm talking about when you're on the battlefield in life, you got to get things done. There's no time for games. All right?
All right.
How you
yeah.
doing, Ms. Crystal? Ms. Keisha, how are you? All right? Second email question. How you doing, Elder? Now, look. Y'all know if you're on the line, press star 5 if you have a question out there. You just want to add something. All right? The next email question, Mr. DJ, it says, I tend not to go to church if a certain minister is preaching because I know the word is not in him. Is that considered playing game? I'm going to repeat the question so everybody can hear me. The question says, I tend not to go to church if a certain minister is preaching because I know the word is not in him. Is that considered playing game?
I say yes.
Okay.
I say yes, it is, because the game that you're playing is not with the minister. You're playing that game by attending that church. If you're not being spiritually fed, you don't need to be there. You're fooling yourself. That means that you're into the man rather than the ministry.
Okay.
And
okay.
God can't use you with that. So, no, if that's the case, then there are plenty of to you, the preacher is not there to entertain you. And if you don't feel the word, then you don't need to be there.
Okay. So that's a loaded question. How you doing, Miss Lisa? That's a loaded question, y'all. I tend mm-hmm. not to go to church if a certain minister is preaching because I know the word is not in him. Is that considered playing games? Boy, that's loaded.
Yeah.
All right? So it's two sides to this thing, so let me give it to you. It's not considered playing a game when you know that which your labor, or, you know them that labor amongst you. How you doing, Ms. Nancy, Ms. Christie? If somebody doesn't know the word of God and they're ministering, that's not playing a game if they can't teach you anything. It's not playing a game. In other words, it's much like this. Don't get into a relationship when you know it's not serious. What's wrong with
Amen.
You? That's not you playing a game. You don't have to go to that class. You can actually, hey, say, I need an advanced class because that I don't want to take that English 1 course. I want to take advanced English. It's okay. That's okay. Because not everybody has the word of God in them, although they're in the pulpit.
Come on.
It's not for entertainment purposes, and it does not mean that you're not playing a game. But if you're not receiving, see, receiving from the individual versus receiving from the, that's two different things. Because I could not receive from Judas, but I can receive from Jesus.
Amen.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay, so just because, you know, you choose not to go because, you know, pastor over there is teaching today and you know pastor don't have a word in them, that don't mean that you're playing the game. Because, see, here's the thing. Why go if you're not going to be attentive in the first place? Okay, that's one side of it. Here's the flip side of it. How you doing, Ms. Lisa and Andrea? How are you? Okay. What you say, Ms. Crystal? Seems like you are more caught in the delivery instead of the message. And I can agree. That's why I say here's the flip side of it. A lot of times the message is not even right. Ms. Rochelle says, she said the other day, what good is a cake if the frosting is wrong? I mean, what good is a frosting if the cake is bad? So
okay.
It's not so much about the delivery. It's about the message, because the message, the Bible says, if you lift me up, I will draw. So the messenger can be wrong, but the message can be right. Right? So
right.
In that case, I would say you are playing a game. If the man of God or the woman of God is delivering a message just because it's not your main pastor and you choose not to go, but if the word is not right, if the word is not right, you have to see, it shouldn't, spirits recognize spirits, just like real recognize real. So it's not a game when there's no message in that delivery. That's not a game.
Okay.
Also, Mr. Carr, if your mind is not in it, then it's like you're not there.
That's right. That's right.
That's,
if your mind is not in it.
That's why I said it like this. Your mind ain't in it, then what's the point?
That's right. So it's two parts to that thing. So it's, that's a loaded question. I tend not to go to church if a certain minister is preaching because I know the word is not in them. See, that's opposite right there. They said they know the word is not in them. So I would hope that you got that information from God. Okay?
Right.
And since you got the information from God, in other words, you got to know what to steer to and what to steer away from. That's not considered playing a game if you know healing is not in it, if you know conviction is not in it, if you know prosperity is not in it, if you know hope is not in it, if you know love is not in it. That's not playing a game. That's protecting what God has given you. Follow me?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The thing is, you got to make sure the word is in you for you to say that.
Amen.
All right?
Come on.
All
yes.
right. What'd you say, Ms. Christian? Right. If they are not teaching, then it's okay. That's right. How you doing, Ms. Jennifer? Ms. Wendy, how are you? And Ms. Kay? All right. So, y'all, here's the next email question. The question is, this is no time for games. Is it ever okay to lie to Satan? That's a great question. What's going on, brother John? John Graham, man, we hadn't seen you in a while. Is it ever okay to lie to Satan, Mr. DJ?
God does not condone lying, period. So I'm going to say no.
Okay. So if we lie to Satan, are we playing a game? Y'all know how we be lying to our ex, or we lying to this, that, nothing. Hey, you can tell them I'm not going to tell you the information. That's not a lie. Just say I refuse not to tell them. That's none of your business. Y'all ever heard of that? None?
Yeah.
Your business? That's all it is. You don't have to lie to the devil. Because when we lie, we become a part of what he's doing. So we're playing the game like he plays the game. You ever seen that before? You know, I'm not going to tell you because you're not telling me. Man, I'm not playing that game. If you don't want to tell me, don't tell me. That don't mean I'm about to play the same. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you see mine when you see, you know, you'll see mine when I see yours. I'm not playing them games. That's a game. So just because Satan lied to me don't mean that I'm a lie to him, because I'm too solid in where I stand. I have no time for games. So in other words, I would never lie to the devil. I'm straight up and I'm straightforward. So if I don't want the devil to know, I just say it's none of your business. That's not a lie.
All right.
Amen.
Because it's none of your business. That makes sense?
All right.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Ms. Cabrini? All right, Ms. Andrea, still right there. All right, let's get to it, Ms. Tiana. Did you have an email question for us?
I sure do. The question is, my brother is jealous of my life in every way possible. I am here posting it, sir. Let's see. My brother is jealous of my life in every way possible. He attempts to shame me. What can I do to show him we are on the same team?
Okay. Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you. How you doing, Ms. Lisa and Ms. Tammy? Okay. The question is, my brother is jealous of my life, and in every way possible, he attempts to shame me. What can I do to show him that we are on the same team?
I'm going to first assume that they mean my brother as my Christian brother.
Okay.
Even though that doesn't matter, you have nothing to prove to man. I mean, you need to keep holding steadfast to God's unchanging hand and his word, and I think you will be okay, or that brother will see that you're not, you're like a tree planted by the water. You know, you're not phony or fake. You know, you stay consistent and shower them with love. I mean, love conquers all. It's so funny to hear me say that, because not even a year ago, I wouldn't have agreed with that. Because some people, I thought they just, Lord, they just can't be saved. But love conquers all.
Okay. So let me go backwards, okay? Ms. Jennifer said, don't stoop to Satan's level on the previous question. Ms. Crystal said, no, it's not okay to lie to Satan. But if you don't talk to Satan in the first place, you won't have to lie to him. Or you won't have to lie to him. High five.
Amen.
High five. The question is, why are you entertaining Satan in the first place? All right, now.
All right.
You don't have to answer something that you don't entertain. Ooh-wee. Boy, that's strong there, Ms. Christian. Let me say it again.
Yes.
You don't have to answer anything that you don't entertain. If you answering, that means you entertained it.
That's right.
Come on.
I answer God because I entertain God, and he entertains me. Entertaining not meaning playful. Entertaining means you have my attention.
Right. Right.
Because when something entertains you, it definitely has your attention. Follow
me? Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, for the second question, the next question, with the brother being jealous, Ms. LaTanya said, love on your brother. Show him by doing the exact opposite of what he's doing. Pray for God to open his eyes and his heart to you. Okay. What's going on, Jared? Danielle, how are you? All right. So that's what it is, y'all. The question was, my brother is jealous of my life, and in every way possible, he attempts to shame me. What can I do to show him that we are on the same team? Love? Oh, love. That's all you can do.
Yes.
Because, see, what'll happen is you'll find yourself playing a game called show and tell. Let me prove to you. But didn't the Bible say, do not put your trust in man, but put your trust in God? In other words, I owe you nothing but your love. The only thing that I can do is tell you the truth, show you the truth through my love. But I'm not going out my way. In other words, when I take, God has me set over here and go on this path, I got to take time off of this path to prove to you that, you know, hey, we're on the same team. If you don't know we're on the same team, so be it. That's not my fault. That's not being false. That's being real. Because if I take time to, you know, pamper your little fleshly needs and desires, then where am I in my spiritual walk? Then I'm off course.
Okay.
Okay. I can't be, you know, you'll find yourself playing a game. In other words, you'll start people pleasing as opposed to God purpose pleasing. See what happens? So we start to please people and get off our track with God. Ms. Crystal says nothing. Don't do anything. Pray for them first. After you do that, pray for you guys' relationship and step back. Put it in God's hands and let God handle it. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. See, that's what I'm talking about. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. You understand?
Right.
Okay? Not even your brother. Just love on him. That's point blank, period. Ms. Jennifer says, why is he jealous of your life? Is there a reason you guys are not on the same page? How you doing, Ms. Collins? Is there a reason? Not sure, but in the same token, jealousy is not of God. All right? So let's get to the next one right quick.
We have a caller, sir.
Okay, what we got, Ms. Sienna?
All right. Good evening, caller. Good evening, caller. Welcome to the call. What question do you have this evening?
Good evening. So the question is, my fiance and I have been engaged for 10 months. And every time I mention wedding planning, he changes the subject, saying that we need to save more money. How do I know if he is serious about marrying me or if he's stringing me along?
What? You really need to ask that?
I'm sorry.
Let me say that one more. DJ, don't even ask that. If you don't have good common sense, you said you use the word every time. Repeat that question.
Okay. All right. My fiance and I have been engaged for 10 months, and every time I mention wedding planning, he changes the subject, saying that we need to save more money. How do I know if he is serious about marrying me or if he's stringing me along?
That's so simplistic. Well, when we start to mature in God, we won't even be playing a game. See, when you know you're mature in God, when you don't need confirmation from somebody else. Boy, I'm about to say this again. Watch this. You know you're mature in God. You know you're not playing a game in God when you don't need confirmation from somebody else. Why is it that it takes somebody else to tell you about a relationship that you've been in that they haven't been in? Let's start there. Because you don't need any money to get married. You can go get married in your backyard. You can go do a wedding reception later or whatever. But when you really want somebody, it doesn't take much. When people start making excuses, it's only because you are not the one. Oh, I'm going to wait on this. I know I wasn't going to get no amens on this. You know why? Because everybody wants everything to be right. But didn't God say, come as you are? God married us in our sin state. Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh. What'd you say, Ms. Rochelle? He is putting off the inevitable. He's not planning on marrying her. That's right. That's simplistic. Okay? It's no need to play a game. In other words, you have let your heart get in the way of your purpose. You know he's not the one. Now you want somebody to confirm it for you. No, he's not the one. Because if anybody makes an excuse as to why they don't want to marry you, that means they're not for you. It's not about the money, because when you really want to marry something, you'll go do it with $1 bill. It doesn't matter. You know, for richer or for poor. So why would you even step into a marriage if the Bible said for richer or for poor, Mr. DJ?
That's right.
Y'all see?
Spend more money on the wedding than you do the relationship.
Okay. Exactly. Mr. King said he's not ready for marriage. How you doing, Ms. Tara? Ms. Crystal said he may not be stringing you along. However, he has locked you up without bail until he gets ready. He wants you, but he wants you on his terms. Ms. Crystal, I agree, but we're going to disagree. Because I don't believe that you want something when you string them along. Because when you really want stuff, anybody ever wanted Bluebell ice cream? I don't think that you want it and then just put it to the side. When you want it, you go get it, regardless of what the doctor says.
Yes,
so what
indeed.
Is his medical condition that said he can't have If he wanted her, he'll go get her. Remember the Bible said when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. That means somebody's playing a game. And if you was mature, you would tell him I don't have time for games. So it's going to be this or that. It's not an ultimatum, but I wouldn't even give him the option to say either it's going to be this or that when he has already showed me it won't be this. In other words, at this point, he can say I do and want to marry you, but wouldn't sustain itself simply because he was hesitant about going into it in the first place. So why would you? See, marriage shouldn't be something that you hesitate to go in. It should be one where two people become one and walk in it together. Smooth.
All right.
True?
True.
How you doing, Ms. Toya and Ms. Stephanie? Okay. So he doesn't want that person with anyone else. I can see that because he's playing the game. Now, here's the thing.
Yep.
Don't play the game with him.
Come on.
Don't play the game with him. Yeah.
And Mr. Carr, did she
uh-huh.
say that the question said that the guy said that we need to save more money for the wedding?
He said he needed to save more money, right, Ms. Tiana?
Correct.
Okay, that's a flag right there. Because what guy do you know that plans an immaculate wedding? I mean, you know, we're on the playground. We talk about football. We talk about sports. Guys are guys. You know, ain't nobody coming out the locker room, coming out True Fitness saying, hey, dog, you know, you up on them colors? You know, man, I'm going to have brown at my wedding. Well, no, man, I'm going to have purple. Guys, no, we and like you said, if the woman is the queen, then we don't worry about all that little stuff. We won't hurt.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Andrea said something powerful. Finances should be in order with your house. A wedding is one day. A marriage is a lifetime. Have you set a wedding date?
Right.
There you go. Huh? Stop focusing on the marriage and start focusing on, the wedding and start focusing on the marriage. The marriage is the lifetime, the eternal thing. You understand? So I would never spend all that money on one day when I have a whole lifetime with
them. Right.
Stop playing games
right.
with them. Don't allow people to play games with you either. It's not they can play all the games they want to. They just shouldn't be playing it with you. That makes sense?
Yes, indeed.
It's okay that they
makes
play
sense.
Games, but not at your doorstep. Not at your expense either. And not as a you know, a lot of times we waste time because people have been playing games. The thing about it
mm-hmm.
is we saw the red flags up front. We just wanted to ignore them. And when you start to ignore red flags, that means you are part of the game.
All right.
Let me say that again because I know that wasn't popular, but I'm going to say it. When we ignore the red flag, that means we become a part of the game. The red flags don't necessarily mean you leave it to your – in other words, the red flag is anything that God wouldn't approve of. That's the red flag. You following me?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. How you doing, Ms. Deborah? Ms. Andrea says that's a sign he doesn't want to marry her. It's not about the money. That's right. How you doing, Ms. Yolanda? All right. Ms. Arlene said $25 for the license and wear something. Ms. Arlene said spend that $25 on a license and wear something out of your own closet. There you go. And you have a wig. There you go. I mean, that's what it is. You can go to the Justice of Peace, right, and do your thing.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Here we go. When you pray, when we pray for forgiveness and not knowingly do the same action that we ask for in forgiveness, is that considered playing a game? When we pray for forgiveness and not knowingly we do the same thing that we prayed for, is that playing a game? Mr. DJ?
I say yes, it is. A sin is a sin. You have to ask for forgiveness for things that you know and for things that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to check yourself. If you committed a sin or done something wrong and you ask for forgiveness, you're not supposed to do it no more.
Okay.
So
Let me answer that question with a question. Is it considered playing a game when we actually find ourselves playing a game, but we didn't know we was playing a game?
Mm.
It's still a game.
Yeah.
You can say it all out, Miss Tiana. What you got?
I said it's still a game.
It's still a game, y'all. Just because you didn't think you was playing a game and it hurt somebody else, don't mean it wasn't a game. Just because you didn't know you was playing a game, that's almost like not knowing you were speeding. Anybody a police officer on the phone? Okay, on Facebook? If you know of a police officer, just because you didn't know you were speeding, you still got to get the ticket. So just because you didn't know you was playing a game and it didn't hurt somebody, huh? That still means it was a game. The question is, when we pray for forgiveness and we not normally do the same thing again, is that playing a game? Well, this one is a little different. This one is a little different. Ultimately, it's playing a game because, you know, when you know better, you do better. Now, I say it's when not normally doing the same action. When are we going to be mature to observe everything that we do? That's part of the problem. We don't observe our actions enough, but it's funny how, boy, we have pinpoint accuracy when it comes to observing everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Right?
Yes.
So we got to be able to monitor what we do. Remember the Bible says, first, remove the plank from your own eyes before you remove the speck from theirs. When you observe yourself, then you should know your cadences, your practices, your characteristics, your ups and your downs. So in other words, you should be able to, the Bible says, if you judge yourself, no one else can judge. Therefore, we have to judge ourselves accurately. And when we judge ourselves accurately, there's no such thing as not knowing. In other words, if I'm ever operating outside of God, then I know I very well may be susceptible to anything else. But when I'm operating in God, I know I'm not playing a game. The problem is, there's too much leeway. We operate outside of God and say, take me as I am. And no, I won't. Well, I ain't playing no game. Yes, you are. Because if you're not operating in God, it's a game that you're playing. You just don't know it yet because you have yet to fall.
Come on.
Amen.
That's the only difference, y'all. Just because remember the Bible says he reigns on both the just as well as the unjust. Just because you have yet to hit rock bottom don't mean you haven't played a game. Because, see, we only say they must have been playing a game when they stumble. But what about the people who are walking with their chest out? That don't mean that they're not, that don't mean that they're in right standing. It's just that they have yet to stumble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I have seen this time and time again. You know how many people promise to God, come on, talk to me now. No time for games. You know how many people promise to God, I put it on my mama that I never did X, Y, and Z. And then their mama ends up dead. See, stop playing games with God. Mm. Why
right.
You threw your mama in a situation she had nothing to be in? Hello,
yes,
somebody?
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
So we start involving, listen, y'all know we do. I promise to God. We be playing the game so much to where we put God's name on it, and I promise to God I ain't do X, Y, and Z. And whatever I promise to God on my daughter, and now all of a sudden your daughter have an ailment. What is wrong with us, y'all? What's wrong?
Yeah. Yep.
We done put our children, our family, we done put innocent people in the way of our dog on the line. We promise to God on it, right?
That's right.
See, that game plan come back around full circle, right?
Yes.
It will.
And y'all know that's not of God, right? And then
that's
we went back and say, well, God must have wanted that to happen. No. Remember, life and death lie.
And the power of the tongue.
And the power of the tongue.
The power of the tongue.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what did we just do? Because of our game, look at how we affected everything else. Y'all know that to be true?
Right.
Yes.
All right. How you doing, Ms. LaWanda? Ms. Crystal said, if we pray for forgiveness, then you know what you have done. You can't say not knowing and do it again. That's not a true statement because you know what you just asked God to forgive you about. Hey. How you doing, Ms. Kirkisa and Ms. Denise? How are you? Now, Ms. Denise can sing. She can't sing. She sang. We got to have a singing competition. Notice I said singing, but I don't sing. Okay? Ms. Crystal said, be true to yourself. Ms. LaTanya said, yes, it is. We get so busy pointing the finger and focusing on what others are doing that we end up falling short and dishonoring God in the process. All right, now. It's true. Mr. DJ, you ready for the next question?
Sure.
All right. The question says, I've been accused of playing games just because I keep secrets. Can you enlighten me from your perspective? Let me repeat that question. I've been accused of playing games just because I keep secrets. Mr. DJ, can you enlighten me from your perspective?
I need to define what you mean by keep secrets. I mean, keeping secrets, God is an open book. Only thing he says to hide is the word in your heart. So why are you keeping secrets? What's so secretive to where you can respect man but not respect God? You know, you're saying different things here and there and keeping them from man, but what are you keeping from God by doing that?
But here's the thing.
I'm going to say yes.
Here's the thing. Some people say, well, I share it with God, but I don't share it with you. And people start to use the scripture and misquote it. So they say, the Bible says, do not let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. But didn't the Bible say, confess all your sins, one ye to another? Not to the people in the world, but to the people in God who can actually restore you. See, here's the thing with this. No time for games. I've been accused of playing games just because I keep secrets. The Bible says, do not withhold any good thing from those who deserve it. Why would you keep a secret from your spouse?
Mm. All right.
You know, the typical response is, well, they don't tell me what's in their bank account. How many marriages you know where people got 3 and 4 different accounts? Huh? And they don't know about each other's accounts? I mean, she got 2 accounts. He got 3 over there. They don't even know. They got 1 joint account. They don't put everything in it. How far would that marriage go?
Nowhere.
Not far at all.
It's not going nowhere, y'all. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. See, keeping secrets is not of God because there's no transparency there. And if there's no transparency, there's no trust nor honesty. If there's no trust and honesty, the only thing that you can slide into is game plan. That means we're playing a game. Because to keep a secret, that means I got to remember that I'm holding something from you. That means I'm playing a game every time I cheat. I got to remember
right.
not to tell you this. Right?
Right.
That's right. Right. Miss Crystal said, too many missing parts. Who accused you? What secrets are being kept? You know, you can tell, yeah, it's a lot of missing parts there. You can tell when people are holding stuff. And then if you're not holding stuff, just let it all out, whatever it may be. What you want to know, I am. But you know, when people get agitated, huh? They get agitated because they don't want to talk about that. That means there's something there that they don't want to talk about, something they're hiding. And when you hide things, you protect things. And the very thing that you protect has your heart. Let me say that again. The very things you hide, you protect. Hence the Bible says, hide the word in your heart. He didn't say keep it a secret because what's in your heart comes out. What's in your heart comes out. Come on, y'all. What's in your heart comes out from the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. It comes out through your mouth. So
right.
If he tells you to hide it in your heart, it's not a secret because it got to come out through your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Right.
Okay. See, so when you have been accused of keeping secrets, and you have been accused of playing games, ultimately that is a playing a game. Because obviously it's something that somebody needs to know that cares about you. Evidently. Now, if somebody on the opposite side, your opposition is saying you keep the secrets, absolutely, you don't need to know nothing of that. You know, if there's somebody who's saying, the devil's saying, hey, I need to know this, that, and other. I don't owe you nothing. No, you keep the secrets. No, secrets are for those who are close to me, those who are connected to me, those who are tied to my vision and purpose. You are not. So why would I keep tell you anything?
Exactly.
Make sense, y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Ms. Tiana said, when secrets are being kept, there's usually something deceptive or that needs healing. All right. If these things stay in the dark, then the sun will not shine on it. S-O-N or S-U-N?
Sun, as
in
Jesus Christ.
Huh?
The sun, as in Jesus Christ. S-O-N.
Okay. No trust, Ms. Andrea says, what you do in the dark will come to the light. Okay. Why aren't you transparent in your marriage? You are playing games. All right. How you doing, Ms. Kalita? Ms. Crystal says, if it's your spouse, then yes, you are playing games if you're keeping secrets. You have to, you have got to be transparent in a marriage. Keep in mind that if you are married, you are one. So keeping a secret from your spouse means you are keeping Just from yourself. Again, be true to self. All right. How you doing, Miss Princess? What you said, Miss Andrea? If you have secrets, you are telling the lie. Tell them again, Miss Andrea. If you have secrets, you are already telling the lie. Being deceitful, conniving, hiding, and playing a game. In that order. And in that order. Tell them again. Ain't that something? Huh? If you have secrets, Mr. DJ, look, we playing the game off top. You understand?
Right.
If we keeping secrets, we telling the lie, we being deceitful, conniving, hiding, and we ultimately playing the game. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
That's right.
It is.
Okay. All right. All right. Miss Crystal says, and if it's, okay, if that's not enough, you made a promise to God when you married that, that you were one. So if you are keeping secrets, you're lying to God too. That is right. Ain't that something?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Y'all got that? Any more questions right quick, Miss Tiana, before I get into my spiel right quick?
Go ahead into your spiel, sir.
Okay. You ready, Mr. DJ?
Spill it.
Yo, spill it. Y'all might want to put a little note on this one. Huh?
I got the paper towel.
Y'all might want to take some. Okay, y'all might want to take some notes on this one. Now, I'm going to give us two pointers. Write them down now. Two pointers. We're talking about no time for game. If you plan on winning in life and if you plan on avoiding the game plan, you know, you yourself and a game plan from others, huh, that people play, you know, and I equate this to this. Because we've been talking about the analogy of football all week, y'all. We've been talking about the analogy of football, no time for game. Although it's a sport and it's played, it's not a game because we literally trying to make a living. We're going to use an analogy of football when we say no time for game because it's a sport, but we really serious about the sport. You follow me? Y'all know how we get serious about the Saints, right? People get serious about the Minnesota Vikings. People get serious about the Atlanta Falcons. People get serious about their team. So we're going to equate this to sports because we ain't playing no game. You know, people are fighting. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So I want to give two pointers when it comes to this. When we talk about our end goals, our end results, all right, that we need to know about. Ms. Tian, I want to read the scripture, okay, before I give the pointer. 1 Peter chapter 1, 8 and 9. Y'all write that down out there. Seriously, listen to these points. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. What we got, Ms. Tiana? That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. What we got?
Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Amen.
In other words, y'all, the end zone, the goal line, the purpose of football is to score. To score more points than the other team. That's the end point. That's the end result. The purpose of life is salvation, according to the Bible. The purpose of life, the end point of our faith. Read 1 Peter 1 and 9 again, Ms. Tiana. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. What did it say?
For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Amen.
The salvation of our soul is the end point. That is us going to touchdown. Okay? That's us going to touchdown. What's going on down? Y'all follow me? The end point of our faith, that is the touchdown of life. It's the salvation of our soul, us making it to heaven and living ever, I mean, happily ever after. That's how you know you're not playing the game. If we are not trying to score, if we're not trying to reach the end point, the end result, then we have a problem. Anybody that's in your life that is not trying to sustain their salvation for their soul, something's not right. They playing a game. Because if you're not trying to go that race, what way are you going? If you're not trying to score, what are we doing here? In other words, if I can't help you, I would not hurt you. I will remove myself before I do that. What? Y'all follow me?
Yes. Yes.
Huh? In other words, I'm trying to live a saved life. I'm trying to do God's work. Okay? Y'all follow me? And as long as we both moving in the same direction, hey, let's link up. Let's go. That's why the Bible says, how can two people walk together unless they be in agreement?
You know how many people are playing games? In other words, they go to church, but they have this selection of friends too. You don't have to be holier than thou, but what is your pursuit? What are you following? What is the end goal? What are you trying to go with this? Where are we going with this? If you're in a relationship, where are we going with this should be the mentality. What is the end goal? What is the end point? What is the end result? Where are we going with this? Because I don't have time for games. So if your end goal is not my end goal, let us separate. Let us sever ties and go our separate ways. What's the point? What are we doing here?
Right.
You've been in that relationship
all right.
How long? What is the point? You've been engaged for 8 years. What's the point?
Amen.
And somebody believing a lot, talking about, well, we can get married in 2023. You playing a game and they playing a game too. What's the point? You common law married before you spiritually married.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got 3 kids together and you still not married? Don't get mad at him believing. Lord, I'm about to school somebody. Boy, no time for games. How you get mad at him believing after 3 kids when you didn't get it right before the first one?
Right.
All right.
Oh, he gonna get his. He was playing a game, but look who played the game with him. You told him that it was okay without opening your mouth. You told him that you was available without opening your mouth. It's okay for you to just use my body. Oh, I know. I knew I wasn't gonna get a lot of amens on this, but it's
yes, sir.
Ain't that something?
Oh yeah,
that's true.
It is.
Okay. All right. So remember, I said I was gonna give 2 points. Okay. If you're trying to get to that end goal, how you doing, Miss Tayha? The end zone, the end result, 2 pointers. If you're trying to fulfill the calling on your life when it pertains to God, 2 pointers that you need to know. The first thing that you need to do and write these down is you have to invest. See, when you don't want to play games, you got to invest. Watch where I'm going with this, y'all. Watch where I'm going with this. Number one, when you're tired of playing games and you're not playing games with nobody and you want to do the right thing, okay, and get to your end result, you have to invest. Y'all, we invest in what we value. How do you know somebody playing a game? Did they invest in you? I'm not talking about material things. Did they invest love? Did they invest quality time? Because people can spend time with you. So see, I can spend time with you and not be thinking about you. I'm just there.
Yep.
Hello? Y'all ever seen people spend time in bed? They're supposed to be sleeping, but they had a sleepless night. Just because you was there don't mean that you mentally was invested. So just because you land in your bed don't mean that you got quality sleep. In other words, just because somebody with you don't mean that the time was well spent. Oh, my.
Right.
Correct.
My. Number one rule, the number one pointer is you have to invest. In other words, you'll know when somebody's playing the game when they no longer invest in you and you no longer invest in them. Oh, everybody quiet on me now? Y'all quiet on
it's
me?
It's the truth. It's the truth.
Amen. Okay. All right.
Amen.
So when I say invest, the number one pointer, when we talk about, you know, playing games and when we want to get to our end goal, end result, what I mean by investing, the question would be, what are we investing in? You investing in
okay.
your team. Remember, it's a football game, right? And we on the team called the Warriors. We the righteous warriors of God. You investing in your team. You investing in your marriage. You investing in your family. You investing in your future. Oh, my. Lord. How many people don't invest in their marriage, but they on the phone with their girlfriend all day? How many people don't invest in their relationship? You talk more to your homegirls than you do to your man. What's going on?
Right.
All right.
Hello. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You get the advice from who? It doesn't matter that their marriage is successful. That's subjective. Because you may see the outer shell. You don't know what's going on in the inside. You're too busy investing in their marriage as opposed to your own. Who you getting advice from again? Huh? Yes,
okay.
Because, see, they can love your mate today but hate him tomorrow. But the same person you got advice from, you're going to listen to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I thought your relationship with God was the only confirmation that you needed. See, you start to play a game when you don't invest your when you don't invest your mind in God. You start to invest your mind in people. You know, my girlfriend told me you was a good man. Why your girlfriend got to tell you that? My homeboy said you was a good woman. Why my homeboy got to tell me that? If I'm listening to my homeboy, how can I listen to God at the same time?
Truth.
Hello? And this is when you start having conflicting thoughts. Because your heart is telling you, hey, this is the one. God is telling you this is the one. But other people are telling you they're not. And you start to look to and fro. Huh? And you can't even move forward quick enough because people and their negativity are dragging you down. What are you investing in? I told you that was number one, right? Number one?
Yes.
Come on, y'all can share this. What are you investing in? Ain't that something?
Hmm?
Y'all heard, remember Allen Iverson when he was with the Philadelphia 76ers? Practice? Are we talking about practice? Yeah, we're talking about practice, Allen Iverson. Number one, invest time in practicing with your teammates. In other words, marriage is something that has to be worked on, not just something we put out in the public. We practice at home because we really do this for real.
All right.
Uh-oh. See, the reason why I can go to the end of the camp, wherever these demonic spirits are, because I done practiced with God. I know the team in which I'm on. So I practice. I take practice seriously. And I invest my time in practice. In other words, how can I get on a field called life, on a football field, and how can I be great there when I don't practice great? Oh, y'all forgot the scripture? The Bible says, before he gives you much, he sees how you appreciate the little. Before he puts you on the field of life, he sees how you appreciate the practice over there.
All right.
Of course you can share this, Ms. Teha. Share it. I want you to share it. Share the word. So number one was invest. No time for games, y'all. Okay? When you invest, hey, Mr. DJ, the motto is I'm showing up for practice. And I'm going to be on time and I'm going to give my all. Huh? Because I'm invested in practice. I show up on game day. You know, a lot of people don't even show up on game day. A lot of people
come on.
Somebody show up during the marriage ceremony. They literally show up on the aisle, but their heart not with you. Because if their heart was with you, how did they play a game the night before and sleep with the stripper talking about this my last night of freedom? My last night
Tell
of
it.
Freedom is when I met you. Oh, see.
Yes.
Or somebody playing a game. Or somebody playing a game. Oh, I'm speaking. The fellows can get mad. The women can get mad, too. But I stand in the truth, and I'm built for this. See, the last night of freedom is when you met your wife. It's when you met your husband. Why do you still have your ex in your phone book again? Talking about
Come on.
No. Play another game. Come with something else. Because that baby over 7, 8, 9 years old, you need not be talking to them anyway. You can talk to their parents. They can talk to your parents. Tell me again. Oh, okay, I didn't think so. Well, we can be cautious. No, we can't be cautious because there's nothing that's going to get in the way of my investment. I have no time to be talking to you. I just talk to my mate. She is my everything, not you. If we're going to talk to you, it's going to be me, you, and her. All three of us are going to talk together. See, it's obvious you don't want that, so we ain't talking. See how that goes.
Yes, indeed.
See how that goes? I promise you it's going to be three of us, and if you got a man, it's going to be four of us. I promise you. Invest. Right? When you don't want to play no games, and don't let nobody play no games, invest. This is important, y'all. All right? So, in other words, I not only show up to practice, I not only show up on game day, Mr. DJ, I show up on meetings. When it's time to meet and greet, in other words, what happens to y'all date night? Oh, Lord. So you married now? You no longer think that you have to go and date your husband? Hold on. You married now? Oh, Lord. man. You no longer think that you have to date your wife?
All right.
Lord,
come on.
Hello? See, when you invest, I show up for me. Huh? And then I'm not even going to drive you there. I want you to meet me there. As a matter of fact, beat me there. See, I want to show up to the restaurant, and I want to have some flowers. Huh? We're going to court each other again. We're going to flirt with each other again. And we don't have to meet at the restaurant. We can meet at the house. Just make sure you got on my favorite color when I get there. I told you my color is clear. I know it's still better than meeting in my bedroom, but in all seriousness, invest, invest, so we don't have no time for games, because it is serious, people.
Amen.
Oh,
yes, indeed.
So I invest in my meeting time. I love my fellowship time. With the very thing that you value, you should love meeting up with. You understand? Hold on. What the Bible says in Hebrews 10:25, Miss Tiana? Huh? Watch this, y'all. I want y'all to listen to this. The Bible says, look, this is how it talks about investing so we don't have time for games. Watch this now. Hebrews 10:25. What you got, Miss Tiana?
Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen.
Y'all see it? See, when we don't have time for games, I don't forsake the assembly of us together. Whether it be us in ministry, whether it be us in fellowship, in faith, whether it be us on the same choir, whether it be us in this marriage, I do not forsake the assembly. It's important that we get together and meet up. I'm invested. I'm fully invested. You understand?
Amen. Yes.
Huh? Hello? Y'all know that some people think that showing up for the Word of God is optional, just like my Bible said it, right? I show up if I want to with the Word of God. It's not optional. In the world that we live in today, how is the Word of God optional? Hello? All the hell is breaking out in people's lives. How is the Word of God optional? That's when you know somebody's playing a game, when it becomes optional. We are not an option. We are not second tier. We're not second tier. We are the head and not the tail. We are not an option. If you are an option, get out of the relationship. Oh, my.
Tell it.
Somebody talking about Mr. DJ. Don't they run an option in football? That's that team. We don't run options over here.
That's right.
Oh, Lord. That's how you know. If you got to compete with somebody, you must know that's a game. It should never be competitive, because what God has for you is for you. Can't go competing with.
Amen.
Hold on. You had to compete for what? The job? No, that's not your job, because you should never have to compete against it. In other words, God's going to put you where God needs to put you. You don't have to compete. It might try to compete against you, but you don't. And then if it's for you, it ain't going to look for nothing else. If you got to compete for his attention, that is no investment, because he's not fully invested in you. Because what I'm fully invested in, I only give attention to it.
Yes, indeed.
Hello, somebody?
Come on.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Huh? Oh, no. I don't have no options. I'm showing up for my team meets. I'm invested. I'm fully invested. You know, I need to show up for Bible study. I'm showing up for church. I'm showing up whenever, because I'm fully invested. Does that make any sense, y'all?
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? And you know why I show up? And you know why I show up with my teammates and my spouse and my mate? And you know why? Huh? Because when I'm by myself, that's when the devil whispers these sweet nothings in your ear. Solo, Satan tries to take you out. Ain't that something? See, when you're by yourself, isn't it funny when you're by yourself, the devil tries to play the most games that he can ever play?
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
Come on, y'all.
And?
That's when Satan played the games, right? For instance,
oh yeah,
girls, you go out and have a girls' night out and you're drinking. Girls' night out. You know that player over there with that head down, looking his lip. And you don't move, he'd be like, and you still don't move, so he come on over to you, slide to you, right? What happens is this, he slides to you when you by yourself. And if you're not by yourself, he trying to get your friends out of the way. And if he's talking to all of y'all at the same time, it's only because he wants them to agree with him. You better hear what I'm saying. The whole purpose is to get you by yourself. You better hear what I'm telling you. Come on, boy, any player out there? Any player plays games. That's what players do. They play games. And the whole objective is to get you by yourself. If I can get you a little tipsy, I'll take her home. No, we take my friend home. No, I'll take her. No, the whole purpose is to get you by yourself.
That's right.
All right.
This is why fellowship is important. This is why investing in team members and teammates are important, right, people? Huh? Because the devil will start telling you stuff like, nobody else wants you. Nobody else cares about you. I'm going to be the only man. Yeah. Huh? I done gave you two kids. I don't nobody want. And you start repeating what the devil say. Nobody wants me. That is who? Now you playing the game you play. Why are you listening to the devil? No, you didn't want me, and I'm good with that. Huh?
Yes.
You know, the devil will start telling you ain't nothing. You ain't about nothing. Huh? It's okay to turn back. That's the game the devil plays. So what you at now in life?
Right.
You good? You in a relationship? Yeah, I'm in a relationship. Whether you in one or not. Mr. Clark, I thought you said don't lie to the devil. I ain't lying. I'm in a relationship. It's with God. That means my mate don't want me talking to you. So do not call me no more. And I'm not changing my number. Because if I change my number, I'm running. It's the same number. Just don't play with it, yeah?
That's right.
Somebody give me. Somebody. Y'all hear this? Number one
yes,
was
sir.
Invest. Huh? Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Because somebody's praying that you will forever be an almost. You almost was the wife. You almost was successful. You almost was good enough. They praying that you was all you will forever be an almost. You are not an almost female. You are not an almost male. No time for games. And those people who talking about you an almost person, get rid of them because they are playing a game and you don't need to hear it.
Come on.
Hello?
That's right.
Huh? And what Elder said, he'll never find another like me. Tell him again. Tell him again. Huh? Hello?
Yes.
Right? So when you invest in something, you got to invest. If you're in a relationship, people, invest your time in that relationship. Invest your talent in that relationship. Invest your resources. It ain't nothing like being in a relationship and your mate knows something that you don't know. Invest your resources. In other words, I got friends that you need to link up with. Invest your resources. This is how you see when people don't invest their resources, that's how you know they're playing the game. In other words, how can you say you love someone when you don't want to see them succeed? Invest what you know in them. In other words, I might not know it, but I know who do. So I'm investing.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Boy, come on.
Oh, Lord. Boy, look, I don't need to be no relationship counselor, but I'm just saying.
That's right.
Hello?
Invest in the right relationship. That's right.
I'm trying to tell you. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And then you got to be aggressive in your assignments. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Assignments, we're talking about football. It's 11 people on offense, 11 people on defense. We the offensive team, all right? See, Mr. DJ, you need to invest in your assignment. Ms. Katina, invest in your assignment aggressively. Huh? Ms. Giller, you invest in your assignment aggressively. Ms. Crystal, you invest in yours. Rochelle, invest in yours. Taya, invest in your assignment aggressively. What I mean by that is this. Okay, if we're on the field, each one of us have an assignment, right? The quarterback throws the ball, the running back, you know, run the ball, wide receivers catch the ball. Everybody has a different task, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
When you invest in your assignment, how you doing, Natasha? When you invest in your assignment and you're not playing a game, that means I'm not trying to do the assignment of somebody else. In other words, see, if I'm going to be the wife, I ain't trying to be the husband. Y'all listen to me. Watch this now. Watch this, huh? See, when we talk about investment and not playing a game, you become playing a game when you talk about, well, I got to be the man and the wife. No, you are the wife. If he can't step up, then it's time to move on.
My God.
All right.
Oh, I'm not trying to be the quarterback and the running back. I'm going to be the quarterback. I'm going to aggressively do my job. Now, you do yours.
Lord have
yes,
mercy.
Yes, indeed.
I'm trying to help us not to play a game. Huh?
Could I say something right quick?
Yeah, what you got, Mr. J?
Essentially, we were talking about football. See if you got a – I don't know if everyone knows this, but each assignment has a different face mask according to their assignment. For those of you who don't really know about football, if you look at the helmets, the thing that guards the face mask, they all don't have the same face mask. Try putting a kicker face mask on the lineman and see what happens.
Right.
So you should be trying to do somebody else's assignment.
That's right. So y'all get it? So stay, in other words, what you say, Miss Elder? Stay in your lane. Stay in your position, y'all. That's it.
Amen.
You may have the skill set to do what the wife does. You may have the skill set to do what the husband done. Watch this, y'all. I'm about to rock somebody's world right now. Don't play no games. You don't have time for games. You may may be better than his wife. Watch this. You may be better than her husband, but that's not your position.
Amen.
Right.
Boy, I'm about to rock it. Just because you have better conversation with, stop it. That is not your job. In other words, I very well may be smarter than my mother. Okay? But here's the thing. I'm going to let my mother be the mother. In other words, I'm still going to say, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mom.
That's
I heard you, and I'm going to do it. That's what she said. Boy, you better catch it. That's not your position. You're not the wife, so stop trying to play the role of the wife.
Come on.
Why are you talking to him? He said he's not happy. That's his issue. Play your position. Your position is not a side piece, and it's not a... You're not an adulterer. That is not your position. Stop playing the game. Your position with the neighbor. Stop playing that game. In other words, speak to his wife because you know what may happen with speaking to him. See, y'all got to stop.
Tell it.
Come on, y'all. I'm trying to help somebody else. I mean, if nobody else keeps it real out there, I'm going to keep it 100% word real.
Amen.
Y'all understand?
Yes, sir.
Stop trying to do other people's assignment. And this is still under investment. When you invest in what you got going on, you become great at it. I know you can kick, but I didn't hire you to be a kicker. I hired you to be a quarterback. Play your role.
Amen.
All right.
Play your role. Y'all follow me? Because if not, Exodus 20 and 17 says this, Miss Tiana. Read it right quick, Miss Tiana. Y'all watch this. Exodus 20 and 17, we don't have time for games. Oh, we don't have time for games. What Exodus 20 and 17 say, Miss Tiana?
2 seconds, sir. It says, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Amen.
To covet something means to greedily want what belongs to someone else. See, I don't
That's
want
right.
your wife attention. Bro, I don't want your wife attention. I'm not a hater. I'm not a player hater. See, I'm not a player, and I don't play no games. I don't want her attention. So if you need somebody to talk to, go talk to your husband. Don't talk to me. See, women, you should be saying the same thing. Listen to me. I don't want your husband attention. Huh? And then I'm going to tell you, because he's been trying to call me, I'm going to tell you. So therefore, you know, if he called me, it's getting back to you. Because I'm not playing a game. But people who play games hide and keep secrets. You follow me?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Make that man invest in his wife, not in you. But see, we
so
jealous and we covered. We want, it's not that we want the man. We just want to show that we have more power than she does. Fuck that. And some people really want them.
Yeah.
Because you can cover the person, money thing. You can cover the relationship. Relationship code. I want their relationship. I don't want your relationship. I want my own. I don't want your relationship. Your relationship is not a goal to me. My relationship is a goal to me.
Yes.
I'm balling. I'm gonna rock the world right there.
Tell it.
I'm rocking.
Tell it.
Because so many people, the Bible says, do not covet. You can cover the relationship. You don't want what they got. I don't care what Will and Jada got. More power than them. But what God got for me is greater. So I don't even see what they got going on. I don't care. I mean, glory to them. I'm glad they happened. But my happiness is within me. In other words, I compete against myself.
Yes.
Hello?
All right.
Because when you covet, you start to deprive God of the fullness of what he wants to pour into. Hello?
Tell it.
Yes, sir.
Play your position. Play your position. Because if you don't play your position, you know when you play your role of a wife, when you play your role as a husband, when you play your role and you invest right, see, grace covers you where God has told you to go. In other words, grace covers you for your assignment. If he calls you to be a tight end, grace covers you for the tight end position, not for the wide receiver position. In other words, watch this. In life, you know when you start to fall in life? You step into someone else's assignment. In other words, you want to be the wife, but God didn't cause you to be his wife. This is why the relationship didn't work. You wasn't his wife. Grace covers you for your assignment, not for somebody else. My God.
Amen.
Oh, my God. See, when you start committing infidelity, that's because you start to fall into infidelity. That's because God didn't cover you to be doing that position. That wasn't your position to be talking to somebody else. That's called talking is infidelity. That was your position to be thinking about somebody else. God will crush you because it doesn't cover you that far. You understand? Ooh! Y'all follow?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Y'all follow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm about to get off this line in a minute. Hold on. I got something for you. So, in other words, what elder say? Stay in your lane. That's all. Stay in your lane. You're not her husband. Stop cutting her grass. Stop taking out her trash. Grace don't cover you that far. This is why you fall. See, if you're falling, that's only because grace didn't cover you when you fail. Whatever you was doing, Lord have mercy. That cross saying, yes, Lord. Huh? That's because grace did. You know why? If you wanted to hide it, because you know grace wasn't covering you. Because if you had to hide it, you wouldn't have. Grace should be spoken out. In other words, it should bring glory to God.
That's right.
Okay, so y'all got the first one? Invest. No time for games, right? The second one, what's your strategy looking like? I'm about to go through this real quickly. What's your strategy looking like? You have to know your teammates around you. Remember the Bible said, know them that labor amongst you? How many Super Bowls have Tom Brady won with the New England Patriots? He got six of them. Let me make it clear. Huh? We ain't playing no games, y'all. Number one was investment. Invest. Number two was strategy. You need not play no games, so you need to strategize. But you also need to know the strategy of the enemy.
Yeah.
We ain't playing no games. Tom Brady won six Super Bowls. Y'all know why? Because he knows how to make the people around him better. Ooh, watch this now. If you're not making your mate better, if you're not making your children better, if you're not making the whole relationship thing better, something's wrong with your strategy. In other words, if you're not lifting them up, why are you tearing them down? What is the strategy? Who got you?
All right.
The reason why Tom Brady has six rings is because he knows how to make the people around him better. Oh, my. Hello, somebody?
Go ahead.
Huh? Even when Tom Brady being interviewed, he talks highly of the other team. Huh? And he'll say stuff like, they have to, you know, we got to work hard. They're going to be a tough. But outside that camp, you know Tom Brady. You know he's a dog, right? I mean, what I mean by dog is, he like, yeah, I'm going to get him. I'm going to hurt him. They think I ain't get. Yeah. You got to know strategy, people. In other words, stop telling everything to everybody if they're not on your team.
Tell
Why are you talking to the opposition? Ladies, you got a husband at home. Why are you talking to your ex? You telling your ex the whole strategy? Lord have mercy. Mr. DJ, they just missed what I just said. Ladies, watch this. Number two is strategy. Huh? You telling everybody else but the right people. Why are you telling your girlfriend about your boyfriend? See, don't get mad when your girlfriend wants your boyfriend. You done told them
Tell it.
Oh, Lord.
Tell
Am
it.
Am I talking too much?
Mm-mm, tell
I'm
the
not
truth.
Talking too much. Tell us. You done showed your homeboy's pictures of your old lady, huh? I ain't mean old to disrespect nobody, but of your woman. You done showed him the strategy, huh? Talking about she likes when I nibble on her ear. Well, when he start nibbling, don't you get mad, right?
Right.
Huh? Girl, look at my man. How many times you going to tell her to look at your man?
Come on.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, okay. Huh? What'd you say, Vinton? Loose lips, stink shit. Come on, y'all. So strategy. No time for games, right? Huh? And when y'all know when you have a strategy, you know what to do when the enemy shows up. In other words, when you have a strategy, you know what the enemy looks like. This is why when your past come back in, you know what to do when your past come back in. You know how many people don't know what to do. In other words, I can't control myself around him. I just get weak. That's because you don't have a strategy.
Yes.
I know exactly what to do. Get the hell on. It's what I do.
Yeah.
You didn't want me then, and I don't want you now. So what's the difference? We good?
Yep.
Huh? But you say, Miss Say, we destroy our destiny with our mouths because we talk too much and we never shut up. What's going on, Shane?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So what's your strategy looking like? Remember, number one was invest in. Number two was strategy. And we ain't playing no games, right?
All right.
Right.
Y'all follow me? Didn't the
yes,
Bible say resist the devil and he shall flee? The Bible said resist
right.
the devil and he will flee from you. I want y'all to see something. When we talk about football, you know there's a thing called the offensive line and there's a defensive line. The offensive line protects the quarterback. Strategy. What's going on, Ms. Lee? The defensive line tries to protect the quarterback. See, our offensive line, strategy, we got to engage the very thing that wants to harm us. Oh, y'all missed that now.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to engage the very thing that wants to harm you. Stop running from it. In other words, my motto in life is that I'm not going to be addicted to this thing all my life. I ain't going to be addicted to my past. My past won't haunt me for the rest of my life. So what I do is I engage it. In other words, defensive line, you would not hit to my destiny. I engage you. I got to meet you head on. This is a collision sport, and I don't have time for games. I'm not going to be sitting in bondage for the rest of my life. I'm not, look, I'm going to resist the devil.
Yes.
But why are we running from something? God didn't give us a spirit of fear. We're not playing no games. Engage the very thing, huh, that wants to harm you. Engage it head on. What you running from?
Huh?
Right? What's your strategy looking like?
Huh?
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
I wrote some things down. I want to go through these real quick. Now, you got to be careful because I didn't get you out of two pointers. This is no time for games. Okay? You got to make sure in football, right? Watch this, y'all. I'm about to get off this line. In football, you got to make sure because you know they got penalties, and these are some penalties that we don't need to commit. False starts, y'all. Don't commit that penalty. You know, false start is when you saying, God, I got it. I'm going ahead of God. I'm putting the carriage in front of the horse. I'm doing things
right.
that I want to do without when God tells me to do it because I'm anxious. Huh?
Mm.
You know, when you say it's my turn to be married, but God didn't say that?
Come on.
No, you need to sit down somewhere. That's a false start. That's a penalty. And see, what happens is your false start affects the whole team. Huh?
That's
yeah,
right.
It does. That's
yeah,
right.
It do. Come on, y'all. That's what I'm saying now. Huh? When you false start, you're telling God, you know, you don't know what you're doing, God. I'm going to take it from here.
Mm.
Y'all
Come
know
on.
That?
Yes.
Yes,
and
sir.
Y'all know when we take it from here, we always, not sometimes, we always mess up.
Yes.
False start. We don't have no time for games, y'all. We can't be false start. Women, leave that boy alone. Leave that man alone. Leave that husband. He's not yours. Leave him alone. No, he's not the one for you. That's a false start. Throw the flag. Men, leave that woman alone. That's not your wife. She's somebody else's mother. Leave her alone. Yeah, y'all may have a child together, but leave her alone. That's a false start.
That's right.
Oh, Lord. All right. Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because y'all know we be false starting talking about Jesus. God, he got to be the one. No, he ain't the one. God didn't tell you that. He's not. That's a false start penalty. Stop playing games. The second one, watch this. We said false start holding penalties. Y'all know you get holding penalties in football, right? See,
yes.
We're playing a game. You should know better. See, we always holding on to stuff that God told us to let go a long time ago. Why are you still holding on to that?
Ooh, tell it.
What? How you doing, Miss Angela? Why are we still holding on to stuff that God told us to leave alone? How you doing, Miss Candace? Stop holding on to him. Stop holding on to her. Stop holding on to that. What are you holding on for? You a spiritual hoarder? Leave it alone. Holding penalty.
Huh?
Y'all got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Pass interference. Y'all can see that on the football field. That's when we blocking somebody. Watch this. We blocking somebody else's blessing. In other words, that wasn't for me. Move on. I'm not going to keep you around in my Rolodex. You for somebody else. Move around. I'm not going to block their blessing. I'm not going to pass interfere. In other words, I ain't player hating. I ain't blocking them. Handle your business. Girl, I
Come
used to say him. Stop pass interference. Just because
Come
you
on.
Said, listen, didn't you used to wear purple underwear? Just because you don't like purple don't mean that she won't like it. That's her business. Oh, y'all, boy,
right.
Come on now. Y'all know that's a big thing right now. Huh? Because we playing games. Girl, I used to date him. What that got to do with her? She drive a Mercedes. You drive where you go. What that got to do? That don't drive the same. Lord have mercy. Okay. Hello. Pass it up. There's a penalty. Stop hating on people. Don't be jealous of people. Stop coveting people, huh? Don't block their blessings. Look at the other penalty, people. Personal fouls. Unnecessary roughness. Huh? Y'all, we mean it. Listen to what I mean by this. This is a penalty. Because we're playing the game. We mean it to the people that we know. Huh?
Yep.
Aren't we? Come on, somebody.
That's the truth.
Man, I done went off live. They done put the Facebook and shut me down. Hold on, I'm about to get back on there. This too good. Huh? Talk to me right quick, Miss Tiana.
Yeah. What did you say, sir?
I
missed what you just said.
It's important for you to do your own assignment in your own lane because, again, even though you may be better at that position, that's not why you made the team. That's not what God called you to do. The quarterback might can kick a real good, be big, but he ain't got no business on the line blocking no 380-pound lineman. I mean, he might be as big. We have a real tall quarterback, but he is not a lineman. Most of us have, just like in band, everybody has to play their own specific part. If you can't relate to football, then relate with me to band. Your instrument is important, but you can't worry about how the total thing sounds. You just play your part, and it'll all come out right.
Come on.
You have to stay in your lane and use the equipment that God has issued you.
Y'all see it? So that's important, y'all. All right? So when you talk about personal fouls, unnecessary, we mean it to people that we know. Hmm?
Right. That's right.
The people who love you the most, that's the people you mean to. You're nicest to strangers in the street. Personal fouls. That affect the whole team. Huh? Hello?
Yep.
You don't even talk to strangers the way you talk to the ones that you, your own husband or your own wife. You don't talk to strangers like that. You are smiling kiki in a friend's face, a friend of theirs, before you smiling kiki in their face. Really?
Right.
That's a penalty, y'all.
Right.
And then the last one, Mr. DJ, that offside penalty. Oh, yeah. That offside penalty is when you don't know what team you're on. Mr. Bree, they don't know what team they're playing for. Huh? One day you full of love, the next day you cussing people out. One day you in Bible study, the next day you gossiping about everything you done heard. Huh? That's offside. Mm. Who team you on? One day you rooting for him, the next day you rooting for your man. You understand?
Mm.
What team you on?
Yes.
Who you going to root for? How you rooting for somebody who don't like your man? How you rooting for somebody who don't like your mama? How you rooting for somebody who don't like... Man, you really serious? You offside.
Mm.
Who you playing for? Huh? Y'all, I'm from Louisiana. DJ, down here we got the New Orleans Saints. That's the home team. I like my Saints. I love my Saints. You understand?
Right.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm a Saint. I'm a Saint. I'm with them.
That's
just
right.
Because they lose don't mean I throw them away. See the problem with that? Y'all see it? Y'all see the offsides with that? See, just because they lose a game or two don't mean I throw them away. I cheer them on because next year we got this. In other words, how in a church when we see something go wrong, as a matter of fact, let me use a relationship. How in a relationship when you don't see your woman progressing as much or your man progressing as much, your children progressing as much, you get rid of them and you go root for somebody else. How?
Mm.
Right.
That's not
well, y'all
right.
Missed that one, huh? You
that's not right.
Huh? My man might not be the best with this, but that's my man. We got this. Notice I said we, not just he.
That's right.
Woo!
Right.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
You offsides. I'm going to leave it right there, y'all. Huh? No time for game. The piano. It's a DJ. It was fair tonight, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. All right. Let's go ahead and pray. Mr. DJ, please.
Yes, bow your head, close your eyes. Let's agree, open up your hearts with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for coming onto our call, and thank you for anointing our spiritual leader, Father. We want to thank you for things that have been said, and we want to thank you for revelation, Father. For we don't know everything, but we come together, and we discuss it, and we ask for your guidance and support. Help us to stay on this path, Father, and do the things that we're supposed to do, and play the game the way it's supposed to be played. Help us to stay on our team, Father, and use the equipment issued. Father, we hope that you come into our hearts and help us to reach out to others and to come back again in the same band of Christian love and fellowship to lift your name up. We ask these things in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great night. Again, if you was on Facebook Live, share that. If you're on this line tonight, make sure. I told you we shouldn't be clock watching, no way. Make sure you get somebody else on. Somebody needs to hear this and not just us. We can expand God's kingdom. Do you understand? It don't matter that you don't have to be the coach, the quarterback. You don't have to be the star player as long as you're on the team. If we win, you win. If you win, we win.
Amen.
Get people on this line because if it's blessing you, surely it needs to bless somebody else.
Amen.
Okay.
That's right.
Y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all on Bible Study on Wednesday. Have a great night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.